السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: قل إنما أعظكم بواحدة أن تقوموا لله مثنى وفرادى ثم تتفكروا. ما بصاحبكم من جنة إن هو إلا نذير لكم بين يدي عذاب شديد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله خلق الخلق فجعلني من خيرهم من خير فرقهم وخير الفريقين ثم تخير القبائل فجعلني من خير القبيلة ثم تخير البيوت فجعلني من خير البيوتهم فأنا خيرهم نفسا وخيرهم بيتا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: مثلي ومثلكم كمثل رجل أوقد نارا فجعل الجنادب والفراش يقعن فيها وهو يذبهن عنها وأنا آخذ بحجتكم عن النار وأنتم تفلتون من يدي. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Brothers and sisters, in his book Ash-Shifa, Qadi Iyad, he makes mention of something very thought-provoking and very beautiful, which I thought I'd start today's reminder by. He says, on the authority of Wahab ibn Munabbih rahimahullah, who says, قَرَأْتُ أَحَدًا وَسَبْعِينَ كِتَابًا قَرَأْتُ فِي أَحَدًا وَسَبْعِينَ كِتَابًا فَوَجَدْتُ فِي جَمِيعِهَا. He says, I read 71 different books. Wahab ibn Munabbih rahimahullah saying, I read 71 different books and I found the following quotation in all the books. I found the following quotation in all the books. So what is the quotation? إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْطِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ في جنب عقله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا كحبة رمل من بين رمال الدنيا. He says that from the inception of this universe till its destruction, the knowledge given or the intelligence given to the whole of humanity is like one sand particle or one particle of dust. and the exclusive intelligence given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like the whole entire sand of the universe. This quotation gives us insight into how vast the knowledge, the hikmah, and the wisdom and the intelligence that was bestowed upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unlike his enemies, of course, because we know in the beginning years of Mecca how the mushrikeen, how the pagans of Mecca, they would torture and ridicule and make a mockery out of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this was in fact something against all intelligence. This was not something an intelligent human being would do. So they would, for example, as we know, torture Bilal radiallahu anhu, and they would torture him so severely. And in fact, Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, a time later, he was remembering once upon a time the tragedies and the pain that Bilal radiallahu anhu went through. He was remembering this, and so he composed one poem, in fact, and he says, Jazallahu khayran an Bilalin wa sahbihi atikan wa akhza fatiyan wa aba jahli. May Allah give a beautiful reward to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who purchased the likeness of Bilal. And in the same breath, may Allah Azza wa Jal disgrace Fakir ibn Mughira and Abu Jahl, who violently and very illogically they hurt Bilal radiallahu anhu. Why? عَشِيَّةً هَمَّا فِي بِلَالٍ بِسَوْأَتِي وَلَمْ يَحْذَرَ مَا يَحْذَرُ الْمَرْءُ ذُو الْعَقْلِ. They showed and they displayed such anger and such hostility towards him that no intelligent person could do such a thing. Why? بِتَوْحِيدِهِ رَبَّ الْأَنَامِ وَقَوْلِهِ. Because Bilal radiallahu anhu affirmed the oneness of Allah. شَهِدْتُ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي عَلَى مَهْلِ. He affirmed and he says, I will bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal. فَإِنْ يَقْتُلُونِي يَقْتُلُونِي فَلَمْ أَكُنْ لِأُشْرِكَ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ خِيْفَةِ الْقَتْلِ. So he says, if they wish to kill me, then let them so kill me. But I shall never leave this religion, this way of life of mine. So the torture the companions went through, it's very apparent. But there's another aspect to this legacy of this great man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about whose mother said when she bore him, إِنِّي لَمَّا حَمَلْتُ بِهِ رَأَيْتُ نُورًا خَرَجَ مِنِّي أَضَاءَ لِي كُسُورَ بُسْرَى مِنْ أَهْلِ الشَّامِ. When I bore this child, there was a light illuminating from me, and this light illuminated the whole of Sham, the whole of Syria. When this person was born, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a blessing for that place. And as the hadith I have mentioned, indeed Allah Azza wa Jal chose this man out of all the people amongst the earth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says himself in the narration of Tirmidhi, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ فَجَعَلَنِي مِنْ خَيْرِهِمْ. Allah chose me out of the whole entire creation and made me the best. And He made my tribe the best, and He made me the best amongst my tribe. The hadith goes on, and He made me the best amongst the people of my house. And فَأَنَا خَيْرُهُمْ نَفْسًا وَخَيْرُهُمْ بَيْتًا. I am the best of them in person, and the best of them as an example for the household. So if we look and analyze in the books of Seerah, how the Prophet ﷺ would deal with his companions, how would he deal with those who opposed him? In fact, if we read, there's a very nice book by Ibn al-Tayyib rahimahullah called Zadul Ma'ad. Now in this book he makes mention of something which is very beautiful about this person by the name of Fudala ibn Umair ibn Mulawih. وَهُمْ Fudala ibn Umair ibn Mulawih أَنْ يَقْتُلَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَهُوَ يَطُوفُ بِالْبَيْتِ. While Prophet ﷺ was doing tawaf around the Kaaba, this man intended to kill the Prophet ﷺ. فَلَمَّا دَنَا مِنْهُ فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَفَضَالَتُ. So So when he got close to the Prophet attempting to kill him, the Prophet says to him, "Are you Fadala?" قَالَ نَعَمْ فَضَالَةُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He says, "Yes, I am Fadala." The Prophet says to him, "مَاذَا كُنْتُ أَتُحَدِّثُ بِهِ نَفْسَكَ." What were you saying to yourself? What were you thinking to yourself? What was running through your mind? He says, "La shay," nothing much, except that I was just remembering Allah. I was just doing the dhikr of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ instantly tells this man, "Istaghfirillah, seek repentance from Allah now." ثُمَّ وَضَعَ يَدَهُ عَلَى صَدْرِ. The Prophet ﷺ placed his hand on this man's chest instantly. And this person, Fudala, he says, before the Prophet ﷺ put his hand, I hated him the most. And before he let go of that hand, I loved him the most. There was no one I loved more than him. Such an effect of that hand. But can we imagine the effect of that one hand when the finger of that hand split the moon? When the pagans asked, the pagans of Makkah asked for a sign, then the moon was split with that one finger. اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ وَإِنْ يَرَوْا آيَتَيْنِ اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. The moon was split. And when they are shown a sign, they keep saying this is continuous magic. This is what they wanted, a sign. But when they saw the Prophet ﷺ split the moon with that one finger, they said this is just continuous magic. So now this person, how he was affected by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another incident in the books of Seerah. Another companion by the name of Muawiyah bin al-Hakam al-Sulami radiyallahu anhu. Now this person, a very unique incident. He came into the masjid. He says, "Ana usalli ma'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." I prayed with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the congregation, while we were in the prayer, somebody sneezed. So, فَقُلْتُ يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. I said to him, "May Allah have mercy upon you." But the people, they started staring at me in the middle of the prayer. They started staring at me. So I said to them, "What are you people staring at me for?" So then, يَضْرِبُونَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. They started to tap their hands on their thighs, indicating him to be silent in the prayer. Muawiyah, he says that I got very angry and very upset at this moment. However, I controlled myself. Then he says, فَلَمَّا صَلَّى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَبِأَبِي هُوَ وَأُمِّي مَا رَأَيْتُ مُعَلِّمًا قَبَلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ أَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمًا مِنْهُ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا كَهَرَنِي وَلَا ضَرَبَنِي وَلَا شَتَمَنِي. He says, when the Messenger of Allah ﷺ finished the prayer, "May my mother and father be a sacrifice, wallahi I have not seen a better tutor or a teacher than Rasulullah ﷺ. He did not abuse me, he did not ridicule me, and he did not shout at me. All he said was, this is the prayer, inna hadhihi salah, hiya at-tasbih wa takbir wa qira'atul Qur'an. This is the prayer, there is no talking allowed in this prayer. We do takbir, we praise Allah, and we recite the Qur'an. This is all that he said to me." What a teacher! And this is why the hadith says, that I have come as a teacher, one of the narrations. Like one narration says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثُ لِيُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِبَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have indeed only been sent to perfect and make noble the character. In another narration it says, I have only been sent to teach people the best of teaching that Rasulullah was. So this is how the companions... Now if we think for a moment, how can it be that all of the companions, 124,000 companions, were left thinking that Rasulullah ﷺ loves me the most? How can this be? That Rasulullah ﷺ loves me the most. Each companion thinking, because this was his way with the people. This was his attitude with the people. For example, there was one companion by the name of Zahir radiallahu anhu. Now this companion, he was the Prophet ﷺ's contact in the village, in the city, sorry. And the Prophet ﷺ was his contact in the village. So one day, he would come and just lay down his things and sell them in Makkah. So he done so one day. He put his things down and he began selling, and from behind, the Prophet ﷺ comes from behind without him noticing and puts his blessed hands on this man's eyes and he says, "Man yashtari hadha al-'abd?" Who wants to buy this slave? Now, can you imagine? Rasulullah ﷺ, that Nabi who got so close to Jibreel, to Allah, that Jibreel couldn't go past on Isra wa Mi'raj. He's putting his hands on his companion's eyes and he's saying, "Who wants to buy this slave?" And of course his companion, he feels the soft palms of Rasulullah ﷺ, about which Anas radiallahu anhu says, "Ma masistu dibajan wala hariran al-yana min kaffi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He says, "I have felt the silk, but I have not felt anything softer than the palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Those palms, he felt them, Zahir radiallahu anhu, and he recognizes and he says, "This has to be my Nabi." He says, "But O Messenger of Allah, if you sell me, you will not make enough money. I am cheap." But Rasulullah ﷺ says, "You might be cheap in the eyes of the people, but in the eyes of Allah, you are not, you are very valuable." What a Nabi! That he could interact with those people that were despised even. Like Julaybib radiallahu anhu, we have the narration of Julaybib. You know, he was somebody who was outcast. People did not want to go near him because of his illness or his disfigurement on the face. So Rasulullah ﷺ comes to this companion and he says to him, "Let me marry you off." And he says, "I haven't even got any friends. Who is going to marry me? Who is going to want to marry me?" So he says, "Okay, we go to this person's house." And the Rasulullah ﷺ knocked on the door. And the father opens the door. And Rasulullah ﷺ says to the father, "I want to marry your daughter off." And the person thought he was referring to himself. So he began to get very happy. But it was not the case. He says, "No, I'm talking about Julaybib." He says, "Okay, I must consult the wife now." So he goes into the wife and he tells her and he says, "Rasulullah ﷺ wants to get married to our daughter." And she says, "Yes, of course," but he says, "No, it's not for him, it's for Julaybib." So then she comes out and she says, "No, this cannot happen." But look at the narration, look what it says. At this time, that pure woman was listening to the whole conversation all that time. And what was her words? She did not admonish no one. She just spoke from the words of the Quran. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. She says, "When Allah and His Messenger have decreed a matter for me, why should I leave it? When Allah and His Messenger have decreed a matter for me, why are you telling me no? Of course I will get married to this man. No harm shall come from this marriage. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that this marriage is for you, this person is for you. It doesn't matter how people think of this person, but if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, there can be no harm that can come from this marriage." So we take this example in our lives as well. And we say in the same way about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How can the harm come from following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu . Yes, there will be propaganda. There will be admonishing. People will admonish you because it may be something strange, but no harm will come from it. More harm, more benefit than the harm. And this is what in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions about the sunnah and He calls it al-hikmah. The word al-hikmah is used, and the scholars like Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he says, this hikmah is undoubtedly referring to the sunnah and the noble practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another very important aspect was that of haya in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. The poet says, يُغْضِي حَيَاءً وَيُغْضَى مِنْ مَهَابَتِهِ فَلَا يُكَلَّمُ إِلَّا حِينَ يَبْتَسِمُ. That, referring to Rasulullah ﷺ, that his eyes are cast down, but when people look at him, their eyes are cast down. And only words come out of his mouth while he is smiling. And this is in fact so true when we read the hadith of Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhu. Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhu. He gives on his deathbed, while he is dying, he tells his son, I have gone through three phases of my life. The first stage was when I hated the Messenger of Allah the most and I wanted to kill him. If I had died at that time, undoubtedly I would have been in the fire. The second stage was when I accepted Islam. And he says about this stage, وَمَا كَانَ أَحَدٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I found no one more better and more impressive in my eyes than Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. But let me tell you, my son, one thing. وَلَوْ سُئِلْتُ أَنْ أَصِفَ. If somebody had to ask me to describe the features of this man, say, how does he look? If somebody had to ask me, how does he look? I would have to decline, because I never had the courage to ever look and catch a full glimpse of this person's face. I could never look at Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in a full glimpse, because of the haya, because of the honor, such reverence they held him so high. And this is how this is what he's saying to his son in his last minutes. I fear for this. If somebody can ask me to describe, I cannot do it. This is haya. And this is what we learn, like Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu had. So we take these examples and we take a lesson from it. The ayah that I have mentioned from the beginning is a very important ayah, in fact, from Surah Al-Saba. In this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا. Tell them one thing. Say to them, I exhort you to one thing. أَنْ تَكُومُ لِلَّهِ مَثْنَا وَفُرَادًا ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا. That you get up as individuals or in pairs, and you do one thing, just contemplate. مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةِ. This companion of yours, he is not inflicted with madness. إِنْ وَإِلَّا نَذِيرٌ لَكُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. He is only a messenger warning you of a punishment that is to come. So reflect on the life of Rasulullah ﷺ is the message given to everyone. Say to them to reflect, to think, to ponder, and read the books and reflect on this life. How can this man be afflicted with madness? How? Would he make a lie against Allah? Did he make a lie before? They were the ones who gave him the title Al-Sadiq and Al-Amin. So they cannot be. Similarly, we have examples in Hudaybiyah. Now, we know what happened at Hudaybiyah when the delegations were sent, and one of the persons who was sent was Urwa bin Masud al-Thaqafi. This person came back and he says to the people, I saw Rasulullah ﷺ and his companions, and let me tell you one thing. I have seen the popes, I have seen the Caesars, and I have been to the kings. But there is no man who is better etiquette than this person. Wallahi, I saw him and his companions. They would rush towards him while he was making wudu. And they would fight. It would be looking as if they were fighting one another to get his water that he was making wudu with and smear it over their bodies. I have not seen such splendor in my life. The words of this man. Such splendor from this, such loyalty, he says, that when he gave a command, they instantly carried out that task without any problems. And also, we know what happened at Tan'im. When 80 people, they came, 80 people wanted to assassinate Rasulullah ﷺ. 80 people, they wanted to kill him. And one companion caught them all, and he brought them before Rasulullah ﷺ. But what happened? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave them all. In one go, he forgave them, and the verses were revealed in Surah Al-Fath. وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ بِبَطْنِ مَكَّةَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ أَظْفَرَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا. That it is Allah who gave you the opportunity to withheld them from your hands, and then from and they from you from their hands, and then from your hands. And Allah is all seeing of what you do. So the Prophet ﷺ forgave them. And this is what we learn from the examples of the seerah. And so this is just a brief I thought I'd share with you for today's reminder, that we contemplate not just in this specific month but all year around, and we reflect on the life of Rasulullah ﷺ, and we try to implement it in our lives. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to understand Quran and Hadith. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Quran al-Azim wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikri al-hakim. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. One of the poets he says in Arabic, شهد الأنام بفضله حتى العدا والفضل ما شهدت به الأعداء. He says that the entire humanity was compelled to understand and appreciate and acknowledge the grace of Rasulullah ﷺ, but he says that the peak of grace, the peak of eloquence, the peak of excellence of a man is when his enemies can even deduce this. When his own enemies can come to the conclusion that this man is actually at the top of his game. And in fact, there is one final narration that goes with this, because we know what happened after Badr, when the two companions were captured, Khubayb radiallahu anhu and Zayd ibn al-Dathina. And what happened with Zayd ibn al-Dathina radiallahu anhu? Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, who at that time was not a Muslim but later on became a Muslim, he captured him and he cornered Zayd radiallahu anhu. And he said to Zayd, he said, أَنْشَدَكَ اللَّهِ يَا زَيْدِ أَتُحِبُّ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا الْآنْ فِي مَكَانَكْ وَإِنَّكَ جَالِسًا فِي أَهْلِكَ. Would you not like, O Zayd, for Muhammad to be in your position and you are resting with your family? He's appealing to the survival instincts of Zayd radiallahu anhu. But what was the response of this companion? He says, وَاللَّهِ مَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا الْآنْ فِي مَكَانِي أَلَّذِي هُوَ فِي تُسِيبُ شَوْكَ وَإِنِّي جَالِسٌ فِي أَهْلِ. I would not even like Muhammad to be anywhere and for a thorn to prick him, and that I am resting with my family. And upon hearing these words, Abu Sufyan, who was at that time not a Muslim, had to and was compelled, like the poet says, to appreciate how Rasulullah ﷺ is at the peak of excellence. He says, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا يُحِبُّ أَحَدًا كَحُبِّ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا. He says, I have not seen a people who love another person more than our Rasulullah ﷺ, the companions of Rasulullah ﷺ, love the Messenger of Allah. I have not seen a group of people who love another person how the companions of Rasulullah ﷺ love the Messenger of Allah. And this was also, again, this shows the loyalty of Sahaba, how what happened at Hudaybiyah when they heard the rumor of the death of Uthman radiallahu anhu. They heard the rumor. It was just a rumor that Uthman radiallahu anhu has been killed. But what happened? 1400 Sahaba, they gathered under the tree, and it's known as the Bay'atul Maut or Bay'atul Ridwan. And they gathered, and Allah mentioned this in the Quran, how they pledged to Rasulullah ﷺ that they will not give up. And Allah mentioned this in the Quran, لَقَدَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Indeed, Allah was pleased with those companions who came under the tree and gave their pledge to Rasulullah ﷺ. And Allah knew what was in their hearts, and because of that, He gave them sakina, He gave them tranquility. So this was the loyalty, and this was how Rasulullah ﷺ would forgive. And the companions, they would always aspire to be with Rasulullah ﷺ. And we know of incidents when they would slowly leave away, how they would feel absent in their lives. So in the same way, the message is to reflect on the seerah of Muhammad ﷺ, implement it in our lives also. If we have some problems, some issues in our lives, let us implement the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. When Fatima and Ali radiallahu anhu came to the Prophet ﷺ saying that we have no food in the house, we have no food in the house, the Prophet ﷺ says that either I teach you 5 words or you can take the sheep. We know this. Take 5 words or take the sheep. And Fatima radiallahu anhu opted for the 5 words, and he taught these 5 words to Fatima radiallahu anhu, and they read it. They read the 5 words, went home, Ali radiallahu anhu also recited them, and they were content. They were content with the words of that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them. So let us look back to and learn the supplications and read the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us good understanding of the Quran and Hadith and make us and help us to act according to the Quran and Hadith. Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt wa afina fi man afayt wa tawallana fi man tawallayt wa barik lana fi ma atayt wa qina sharra ma qadayt fa innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk innahu la yadhillu man walayt wa la yu'izzu man adayt tabarakta rabbana wa ta'alayt nastaghfiruka Allahumma wa natubu ilayk. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Brothers, if you can make sure there's no gaps between us and the crystal. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا. ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط